welcome to the Wednesday night call. You've got questions, we've got answers. It's Dharmananda. I don't know, no one else is on the line yet, so have to wait and see when everybody comes in. So hang in there. Thanks for being here. Hello, welcome to the Wednesday night call.
This is John from Las Vegas.
Hi, John.
Hello, Heist.
It's not Heist, Dharmananda.
Oh, hi.
Hold on. Heist isn't here yet. I don't know what happened to him.
Oh, okay.
Hello, welcome to the Wednesday night call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Grandma White Dove in Idaho.
Hello, White Dove. Welcome to the call.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Heist is not here yet, and no one else is here, but what's your name again, Doug?
White Dove.
No, yeah, the other person?
John.
John.
From
yes,
Las Vegas.
John.
Yeah.
Hi. Okay. Hi. Hello, welcome to the Wednesday night call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Antonio in California.
Who is it?
Hi, Antonio.
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 Hi. Who else called?
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hi. Okay, who else called?
Wanda from Canada.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda. Hi, Grandma White Dove.
Hi, Antonio.
Hello, Grandma.
Hi, Wanda.
Is BBS here?
Yeah, BBS is on. Hello, welcome to the Wednesday night call. We'd like to see your name and location.
Yes. Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don. How you doing?
Hi, Don.
Heist or Cecil?
Hi, Don.
Hi, Antonio.
Hello, Cecil.
Hello, Cecil.
I couldn't identify the voice of who was answering. That's why I'm asking.
Shirley from Dharmananda.
Ohio.
Oh.
Hi, everyone.
Hi,
Shirley.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Dharmananda. Hello.
Hello. Anyone else?
I didn't hear Cecil.
No, I thought he was Cecil at first time. I thought Dharmananda might be Cecil. I was such a fool.
You mean you're human?
Hello,
you
everybody.
Hi, Antonio.
Hello, everybody on BBS.
Hello, everybody on BBS, yes.
Is somebody having their supper?
Yeah, I'm going to eat some cauliflower.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of static on my line. I don't know where it's coming from. Hello, welcome to Wednesday Night Call. We'd like to see your name and location.
Hi, this is Mary Eileen in Cincinnati. Hello, everyone.
How you doing?
Hi, Mary Eileen.
Hi, Mary Eileen.
Hi, Mary Eileen.
I'm Shireen, and the listeners on BBS, if you want to go to the Whole Planet Healing call, after this call, the number is 712-770-4340, and the access code is
250513.
Oh, yes. 350513.
No,
250513 pound.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Hello, welcome to Wednesday Night Call. You guys like to say your name and location?
Hi, it's Jane.
Robin from Virginia.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jane. And Robin.
Hi, Jane.
Hi,
Jane. Hi, Robin.
Hi,
everybody.
Hi.
Who else is on? Robin? Who else?
Robin.
Robin
yes.
In Virginia.
Yes, Robin also. From Virginia.
Oh, Robin.
Hello,
okay.
Robin.
Hello. Hello.
I thought you said Bobby.
Hello. Welcome to Wednesday Night Call. We'd like to say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Roger, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hello, Roger.
Hi, Don. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
Hey, Roger.
I'm putting my pink Himalayan salt in my coffee.
Yeah.
cauliflower.
Good move.
Be unbelievably healthy.
Hey, Cece, you want to take over?
Cecil's not on. I thought that was you.
Oh, he's not here?
No.
Oh.
It's all you.
You want to take over?
I can. Antonio and I will take over.
A lot of static on my line. I want to mute myself.
All right, yeah, go ahead.
We got it. Thank
okay.
you, Germananda.
All right, you're welcome.
I always think what Heidi says, something about a simulcast and some other stuff.
What happened?
I don't know what a simulcast. I don't know what a simulcast is.
I think it's cast.
That would be two at one time.
Oh.
Like they used to do TV and radio.
Welcome to the Wednesday night questions and answers call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Okay, somebody making noise. Welcome to the call.
I don't know if you want to. Somebody playing with bubble wrap.
Who just joined?
McDonald's Happy Meal.
Sounds like audio leaked through.
I was too hungry to cook tonight after being gone and driving all day on the highway. Came home and heated up leftovers.
It works.
Yep, chicken and rice tonight again.
I don't know what I'm going to have. Maybe a sandwich.
I'm so hungry, I couldn't even make salad. I just made peas with it.
How about a scrambled egg sandwich?
Ooh, those are good.
Mm. Welcome to the ones and call. Would you like to say your name and location?
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hi, Wynn.
Hello,
Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
Hello, Wynn.
Hi,
hello,
John.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Wynn, I thought you were going to call me earlier today about the website.
I was going to call you on Sunday, wasn't I?
Yeah, but I guess you forgot.
Believe it or not, I didn't have time.
Oh, all right.
Maybe he said someday.
He said Sunday, but he didn't say which one.
Someday with an M.
Is Jerry here?
Maybe no. Welcome to the Wednesday night question call. Would you like to see your name and location?
Hi. This is Tyrion Stoner.
Told you. Hi, Terry.
I thought it was
Terry.
Hi.
Hello,
Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
You know, I always say, is Terry here just as she calls? You notice that?
Right. Yeah.
I was going to be here, too. Welcome to the Wednesday night question call. Would you like to say your name and location?
I'm afraid to say anything because I'm causing all kinds of
problems. This is Giggles. Hi, Helen.
2 days fooling with electronics.
Hi, Helen.
I couldn't
hi, Helen.
And get back in the other night when you told me to call back in.
Uh-oh. The clicking noise. I don't hear the clicking today, so you're good.
Yeah. People couldn't hear me on my phone. I couldn't talk through numbers. It was horrible. I think there was demons on my electronics.
Could be.
Part of the rich pageant of the future.
I don't know. All I know is that up until noon today, I was still working on it because my internet was not working.
Well,
called the Gremlin?
You're breaking up, Antonio.
How's this better?
I
think so.
I cannot pass it on to anybody. You cannot have my problem.
Do people call those gremlins, like the guy in the plane? He looks out the window and there's something taking apart the plane.
That's William Shatner.
Yes.
I don't share my gremlins. They're mine. They're mine to deal with. It's my fight.
Wasn't there a car called the Gremlin in like the 70s or something?
Yeah,
AMC.
What a terrible name for a car.
Yeah.
What a bad
my
name for a car.
I made him take it back. It was so ugly.
Yeah, but a bad name for a car, but a good name for a bad car.
Yeah, it
was
a bad
ugly
car, and that's why they made the movie afterwards called Gremlins, eh? As it sort of like depicted those vehicles, I think. And those vehicles were discontinued because of all the many problems there was. That's what I understood.
Mm-hmm.
The worst car was the
Hugo.
They're actually worth lots of money right now.
No, not to me.
Probably.
Well,
to
people that collect cars.
You remember the Edsel and the Corvair?
I had a Corvair.
I think Edsel and Corvairs are actually good. I think they're actually good cars. That's when Alf Nader turned on, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I used to drive a Mini Austin, and I just loved it.
Nice.
Oh, those are neat.
Yeah, I had quite a few different vehicles, but I used to drive a Mini Austin, and then when I got married and left the city I was in, I had to leave it behind.
Yeah, it's not a country car.
Or you could have left your husband behind.
Yeah.
What year was the Mini Austin?
Oh, I think it was I'm not sure, I think 72?
Oh, that goes back into the 60s.
I think it was a 72.
That was a British company.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. And I owned one when I was in Spain for 3 years.
And in Canada, you know, it's hard to keep those guys running in the winter, eh? I had to put a...
excuse me. Welcome to the Wednesday Night Question Call. Would you like to examine location?
Get it started.
Debbie Dolphin. Hi, guys.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Welcome to the Wednesday Night Questions and Answers Call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Antonio. It's Prudy.
Well, hi, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hey, Prudy.
Hi.
Prudy.
Hello. Hi there.
And we have the gang's all here.
All right.
Where's Hives?
No one knows. Nobody knows.
Warren's in transit home. He'll be on at about 6:30.
Mm-hmm. Is that Prudy?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, Prudy.
Yep. Hi.
Welcome to the Wednesday question call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Dr. Art, right from Hampton, Virginia.
Hey, Dr. Art, welcome to the call.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hey, Doc.
Hey.
There's too much static on my line. I got to go to BBS.
You sound okay. I know.
I do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can't hear my static.
Or maybe try.
No, not really.
I hear a lot of static. I don't know why.
It's not coming through.
I hear the static very, very faintly.
Yeah, I hear the static off and
me
on.
Me too.
All right, well, I'll go to BBS.
Or just mute yourself.
Try making
just stay there and mute yourself.
Okay.
Try making yourself into an antenna. That's what I do. And it works.
All good ideas.
Mm-hmm. I don't hear it anymore.
No, it's gone. Oh, there
it
is.
I think he hung up.
Nope,
one of the worst car names is car names is Rogue.
Okay.
How would you like to be driving a rogue car?
No, thank you.
Yeah. Welcome to Wednesday Night Call. Would you like to say your name and location? Only.
If.
You.
You.
One, two.
We don't bite and we don't judge.
Hey, Cole, would you like to say your name and location?
Rudy, are you on the console by any chance?
One, two.
We don't bite and we don't judge.
They're still muted?
No. No, we hear you.
It's a long delay, some long delay coming through, like 10-second delay.
Yeah.
Rudy, are you on the console by any chance?
Did someone just come in? Welcome to the
in
call.
Hi, John. Hi, John. Hi, Wynn. It's Prudy. Yes, I have a console.
They're still muted?
Hi, Prudy. Well, something's going on here.
It's a lot weird. Operator.
Weird.
It's a long delay. Long delay. 10-second delay.
Yeah.
Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and your location?
Yes, this is Sarah.
Just come in and welcome to the
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Everybody, all at once. All together.
What's going on here?
Okay, I just... There was somebody making a lot of noise, so I just muted it. And Wynn, yes, I do have a console.
Okay.
Now
I
we
just
can
got
hear
on
you,
it.
Prudy.
Sarah?
Now
did that take away the...
Okay.
Sarah?
Yeah, that took away the confusion.
Yes. Hold on just a moment. Do you want to mention what that case is about on your question?
Yes, it's actually it's a judgment against me. Basically, my old lawyer is chasing me for more money. It's a divorce case. My old lawyer is suing me, basically, for more money.
Welcome to the Wednesday question and answer call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi there, this is Cecil, the C6C Serpent from Seattle.
Hi, Cecil. Welcome to the call.
Hello, Cecil.
Hi, family.
Cecil.
Hello.
Hi.
Salty Cecil.
Yeah.
Sarah?
Yes.
Did you win the case?
No, I'm going tomorrow.
But your lawyer is suing you?
My old lawyer, who didn't do his job, and I had to switch and get a new lawyer. So my new lawyer, yeah, and my old lawyer now wants more money from me.
For not doing his job, yeah.
For not doing his job, exactly.
Yeah. Been there.
Okay.
That's typical.
Thank you for the clarification.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, let's get, Terry, you're on the line. Everybody's on the line, okay? Let's get started, okay?
Yeah, I'll mute the thing.
Muted. The recording has started. This session is no longer being recorded. The recording has started.
And there is our bipolar recording button. This is... December 12th, 2020, Wynn and Terry in Sedona, everybody everywhere, and thank you for showing up. And let me see here. You know, I have a feeling that I'll just mention this, okay? Those of you who are on the call know that we are doing something pretty important. And
pretty amazing. And oftentimes, people ask, and somebody asked tonight this question, what am I supposed to be doing here? Well, oftentimes I bring this up, and I do have one person I need to get back to. I know there's a lot of things I can do, and I will do, to make this work get out to more people. And when you're wondering what to do, and you happen to have discovered this work, there's things you can do. There's all kinds of built-in things that can be created around a person and their skills and their free time and their ability to work together. And you probably are sensing, even if I haven't said it outright, you're probably sensing that I have been at the end of my energy oftentimes, and I'm still going. I have to, because, you know, I have 3 jobs, 4 jobs, maybe 5, I don't know. And some of them pay money and some of them don't. And there's things you guys can do. And I know it crosses people's areas of fear sometimes. And not everyone can do everything, okay? Something. Some little thing so that we take this energy that we have all come to sense and feel and what do you do next? We can come together for the rest of our lives doing what we're doing here. And I know Don Herman will never run out of questions. But if I reach out and start doing things that bring more people in, there's things you guys can do. And there's things I can do. Nobody has to do anything, but I'm just bringing it up to think about. You know, there is one program that I can put on a website that allows a visitor to the website to leave a voicemail that they're interested in more information. That's certain people could talk to those people, could do a little introduction to our work, could invite them to our calls. And you have to be detached about anything that happens. And I'd have to help train you. I may not have to. You might just do it naturally. But that's one example. Some time ago, the Ra Group put out a message to me that said, have everybody on the call send out 10 emails to other people and keep doing that until we start to get more people. That's possible. There's many things that are possible. I just want to bring up the thought that if we're doing what we think we're doing, and you're all worthy to play a part, this is not a one-person deal. Think about it, okay? That's all. I'd like to be able to pay people to do things. I would. At some point, that might be possible. I can see it. But I have to pay people who are in-house. I can't go looking. I don't think I can go looking for strangers, at least for doing work related to our calls. I could, do strangers for other business we do, okay? But not for this. In any case, Terry, let me see if you're unmuted. Are you there? Hello, Terry.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Well, let me start. I'm going to call in the light.
Wynn, I just want to let you know I'm sending a question in to your email because I can't submit one the regular way. Is that okay?
The regular way is to my email, isn't it?
Oh, okay. All right. It's going to your email. For some reason, it doesn't seem to get there sometime.
It's usually the right address is questions@intelligent-infinity.com.
How about yahoo.com?
Well, no. Wednesday is questions@intelligent-infinity.com. Okay? Now,
that
is that...
work.
Hmm.
Yeah. Doesn't work for me.
You have the dash in there? You have the dash in?
Yeah. Yep. It comes back. It says undeliverable.
Are you doing intelligent or intelligence?
Intelligent.
Intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at some point, they might be blocking my emails. I don't know. But,
it's always done that. Yeah.
But, you know, I got six questions tonight, okay?
Okay, whatever.
So, working for somebody. But all right, I got your question, okay?
I think Don has the same problem, too, at times.
Don Herman?
Mm-hmm. It might be my server, I don't know.
I don't know why. Not for Yahoo. But in any
Not
case.
For Yahoo, no. Not for Yahoo.
I had trouble for a while, but now it's been working for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. I'm reading a question. Now, your father doesn't know you asked the question, did he? Does he?
No. But, you know, my family knows.
Do they think you're crazy?
No, he's 96, and I don't think, you know, he really comprehends certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't even know if he could give his approval. He probably would, but I'd have to explain a lot to him. And that he might fall asleep on me.
Well, I wouldn't you know, less is more, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
Less is more. You just say, listen, I'm working with a bunch of spiritual people, and...
yeah, he knows I'm trying to get him some help, you know?
Yeah. They can ask questions to the other side. And can I ask a question on your behalf? You might be able to get...
Yeah, I'm sure
you know.
Fine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course, he doesn't understand karma, right?
Yeah, he does.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's get started. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, and through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. We invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the love light of the One Infinite Creator. We are delighted to be with each and every one of you. We don't come through the telephone line. We don't come through the computer. We come directly to each and every one of you, and it is the voice that comes through the computer and the telephone line. It is slower than we are, as we are in a different realm. Our home is in a different realm where time is very much different than your time. Time is very much slower in your realm. That is one of the reasons why when a person thinks something, they can think very fast, and they sometimes get frustrated because it takes so long to put the thought into action, because you need to catch the third density realm up to speed and instigate the actions necessary for the thought to complete. If we ever see anything that doesn't make sense to you, disregard it, as it is not for you at that time. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. We have Don Herman. How do we move in and out of different densities so as to not get stuck in them? Thank you.
Thank you. There are a number of different densities. We do it by readjusting our individual self, and we are a group memory complex that can act as a group, or we can act individually. We are able to translate into the lower density, for instance, your density, the third density. We're able to move into that and focus. Focus is the key. We are able to focus from that location. We move into that location and we are able to focus there. If you move into a higher density, then you can focus in that higher density, like the 10th density where we are, and then this moves us into the third density. If a person has a belief system, oftentimes this gets them stuck. They're stuck in believing what it is that they believe. And give us a moment. This can then focus, because of the beliefs, focus them into the area of their belief, and as they do believe it, then this tends to be their reality, where they pull in the elements of the things that they believe because they are focused and they are pulling in the frequency of those things that are within their own belief system. So, as Socrates said, know nothing and work from there to see what it is that is really around you. Thank you.
Let me ask a question, and that is, what is the connection between joy and the ability to move in and out of dimensions?
Well, joy is a state of resonance, where you are in resonance and harmony with something or someone or an environment around you. It is a state of resonance. If one is not in resonance with the things around them, then they have less joy.
Does that mean they have less thrust to leave this dimension? This is an important concept. Well, it's just like a lot of people feel unhappy here, and they think things will get better for them if they leave this realm. And is that a valid thought?
Individuals tend to take with them the mood and the mindset that they have. So if they are seeing a bad side of life and identifying with that, being around that, then they tend to take that mood with them.
Mm-hmm. So it's important for a person to find some kind of resonance in this realm, not to avoid resonance if they want to leave the realm, if they want to graduate.
That is correct.
And if they're not doing that, there's a good chance they may not graduate, right?
Well, we look at graduation as one facet of a transition, Many people, when they leave their body, then they get another body, or they hang out somewhere hoping for some kind of a signal or cue, or they translate to the heaven realm and are able to have friends or meet friends that have transitioned before them. So we look at the movement to graduation as an individual goal. So say more about your question.
Well, the essence of the question is, if somebody is thinking, this realm is terrible, I don't feel good here, and they may even be sick, and I hope I don't have to come back. That's the question. Are they going to get their wish?
When a person transitions, It is the movement out of their body, cutting of the tether cord that ties them to the body. Now, where they go and what they experience when they leave tends to be similar to what they were going through before. Now, if they have a terrible body condition, they can experience great relief because the pain cessates.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like you can just die and leave all your problems behind and think...
No, you don't leave your problems behind. If you mm-hmm. have a problem, just the actual transition from your body to outside your body and the cutting of the tether cord doesn't alleviate all your problems. If mm-hmm. you had been desperately ill, then there could be some major relief from mm-hmm. the dropping of the body.
So you don't carry the pain of the body with you when you die?
Yes, no. There are some instances, like let's say the fellow died of gunshot wound.
Mm-hmm.
And that part of their matrix where the wound happened tends to, when it happens, it's very painful. And so an individual tends to withdraw from that area of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And after they transition, they can keep withdrawing from that area of the body. And if they get a new body, this area can bear the scar of the wound because they mm-hmm. have not developed it because they're energetically trying to avoid the pain.
Mm-hmm.
So the pain then can continue.
Mm-hmm. Similar to Terry's experience with her knife wound.
The neck wound?
Knife wound.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Terry had been knifed in her last life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question from Antonio. Why do people want to kidnap me? For example, when I was younger, an older couple tried to grab me, but I ran into the store. This kind of thing happened more than once.
Thank you. We see that energetically you were a cute kid in a prize. And so people wanted to abscond with you.
Mm-hmm. He's still a cute kid. And then he asked the next question, why do cars that I drive break down so often? It would often be family cars, and everyone else would drive, but they would only break down when I was driving. Was this coincidence, or is there something else at play?
Give us a moment. You have a more intense energy than the other family members. And because of your more intense energy, the cars, it was a little harder on the cars. And also, it wasn't always this either. Like when you drive a car, you need to not have it idle a long time. That can lead to a problem. When you apply the brakes and the steering wheel, it's too generally work with it. Move smoothly when you clutch, it needs to be smooth. So take a look at when you are driving in various areas, like were you hard on the car? Did you jerk in any of the downward pressing of the pedals, or did you smoothly intermesh with the car as if it was a part of you that you were moving smoothly into its next action? Thank you.
Is it a similar thing that happens when Terry walks under streetlights and they go off?
That is an electrical interface. It wasn't that particular phenomena, but it can have some resonance with with the interfacing and intermeshing of the energies not being smooth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Dharmananda asks, can you tell me what my purpose is here on this planet and if I am doing it? I still have no idea, except that it may be to help increase the vibrational level of the collective consciousness. Thank you, Dharmananda.
Would you read that again?
Can you tell me what my purpose is here on this planet and if I am doing it? I still have no idea, except that it may be to help increase the vibrational level of the collective consciousness.
Thank you. We do see that you have the desire to help individuals and to know, the desire to know what makes things work, how things work with people, how things work with the body. To have an easier life. As many of the things you're experiencing are difficult, for instance, the body pain, the difficulties with your back, the desire to things be easier and more fun and joy for you and for your family and for others and for society. Give us a moment. So the question can be changed in a way to, well, why did you come here? we see that there is multiple reasons to make a difference, to make a difference in the life of those around you and in society, but even more to learn, about the realm, to experience good interchange with others. You carry the purpose of your being here with you daily, and take a look at your interests and the questions you wish answered. The answer to these type of questions are clues to what you are doing here. Thank you.
Thank you. Question from Sarah. Dear Wynn and Terry, I am kindly asking for positive energy for tomorrow. I have another court date. Is there a good invocation I can say for a positive outcome for all? A specific.
Sarah
is in Chicago, okay? And she's on the call right now.
Yes.
She had a situation where she had a divorce case, and her lawyer was not doing a good job in her estimation, and she took on another lawyer. So this is a suit of the old lawyer that thinks he should get more money since she fired him. Thank you, Sarah.
And this is a trial tomorrow?
A court date. So I assume she's going to be before a judge.
Okay.
Or something. I would ask, in your initial agreement with your first lawyer, what did you agree to? And
what did you put in writing?
What was in writing, what you agreed to? In which case, was there anything in writing that he had some kind of performance obligation or you could withdraw? Was there anything like that? Because I would say the judge is probably going to look at that agreement. And that doesn't mean he can't overshadow it, but then you have to prove the old lawyer was negligent, okay? But that's what I would say. I'll turn it over to our sources.
It would be a good idea to know, to take a look at the original agreement, what was set down in writing, as this is fair or unfair, like what would be referred to in by the judge, what is actually there in writing. We send love light to the court for compassion for your case.
And, you know, you should make sure your lawyer knows exactly, the lawyer who you're presently using knows exactly what you agreed to, so he can refer to it and prove some kind of negligence in the old lawyer's working.
Yes, and what did the old lawyer promise, or what kind of a performance clause was required of him, if any, that you could show that he didn't live up to what he had agreed to?
Like, did he not return your phone calls? Did he not talk to you? You know, whatever it is, get it documented, because that will help make or break the case, as long as it's a fair judge. So, next question. John Siberansky, I'm going to ask your question next week, okay? This is Prudence. My father, William, in Kingwood, Texas, in the Houston area, has a problem on his foot and leg. Apparently, he has a blockage in all his calf arteries that cannot be removed surgically. The blood flow in his feet are becoming seriously compromised. He has no feeling in his toes and starting to have infections that won't clear up. Can you offer any insight into his condition?
Has he been checked for diabetes? And does his diet include antioxidants that can provide him with the nutrients that he needs to keep his circulation going in a good manner? Foot massage, they have a foot bath, something like this could possibly be provided for him. But has he been checked for blood sugar level and possibly diabetes? As these are some of the symptoms a person has when they do have diabetes. Those are our suggestions.
Would you recommend CoQ10 and vitamin E?
Those are part of they're part of a regime that would contain those. But there's also vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, B vitamins. There are a number of antioxidants in vitamins that can help if he's not getting those.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that's all we have time for tonight. I didn't ask Don Herman's second question, and I didn't ask John Siberansky's question. So, John, ask your question next week, and any closing words for us?
We are delighted that we have this time with each and every one of you, and we leave, but we do not leave. We are here for you.
And we thank Terry so much for committing to this project and being here to answer our questions. And on that note, I don't know if we have anyone new here tonight. We're going to go to Whole Planet Healing. And if you don't know the number, phone number, it's not, this one's not broadcast online. It's 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250-513, I hope. I think I got that. 250-513#. And we're going to move over right now. Thank you all. And we'll see you in a moment on the other call.
This session is no longer being recorded.